About 100 people gathered in Darling's district yesterday. They stood on a bluff overlooking Lake Michigan and criticized the just-passed budget repair bill and Governor Walker's proposed two-year state budget. As co-chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Darling will have partial control over the budget debate. Peter McAvoy says Darling has helped craft a fiscal situation that counts on concessions from public employees in order to have money for things like environmental improvements.
So we're going to have our teachers, our public workers, our snowplow drivers pitted against working on flooding, on stormwater issues, which in our community we all know firsthand is a major problem and is contributing to the problems in the Great Lakes.
McAvoy's remarks prompted some chanting aimed at Senator Darling. Senator Darling did not show up at two weekend town hall meetings held by Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, though she often does attend the congressman's events. But some people who support the lawmaker were there. In Menominee Falls, Jeff Nord said the senator does not deserve to lose her job.
The taxpayers shouldn't have to waste money to recall somebody who took one vote, which they were elected to do by majority.
Darling is listed as one of the hosts at a major fundraiser for Wisconsin Republicans this week to be held in Washington, D.C. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.